I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Here's how one headline in a British newspaper read, Vancouver Games continued downhill slide from disaster to calamity. The article said, unfolding events are threatening to make these games the worst in Olympic history. We might point out here that London will host the 2012 Olympics, and so that paper may not be completely impartial. Daphne Braman is a columnist with the Vancouver Sun. She says calling the Vancouver Games the worst Olympics ever is overkill.
Every Games has some problems. There were obviously some problems at the beginning of these Olympics, but worst Olympics ever, I mean, heavens, there have been many much worse than this. Atlanta had huge bus problems. People couldn't get to events. In Athens, they didn't have any spectators. So, no, this is not the worst Olympics by a long, long margin.
So you say it's far from being the worst Olympics. Would you say it is a good Olympics, though?
Absolutely. I spoke to an Estonian alpine coach yesterday, an American, and he said that he's been to three or four Olympics, and he said this is the best one he's been to. He said it's, you know, the transportation works, the venues are beautiful. He said it's a great place. That's what we're hearing when you walk around on the streets. People think it's fabulous.
So why do you think some people are picking on BC?
It's hard to know why the British press in particular has been so negative. There's part of me that thinks that they looked at other Olympics and thought, gee, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And so maybe there's a bit of that. And, of course, up here we had the tragedy before the opening ceremonies of the young Georgian luger dying. That alone put a pall on the opening ceremonies and the beginning of the games. The other thing that's the weather was not very good. The other thing is I think there is a slight amount of hubris in British Columbia in particular. We, a few years ago, decided to put on the license plates, British Columbia, the best place on earth. And I think that's a little bit of hubris and makes certainly Canadians like me a little bit uncomfortable. We prefer to be the people saying sorry. And one of our Olympians, one of our gold medalists, John Montgomery, he apologized for being too happy about winning. And I think that's more what people expect from Canada. So I think, you know, some of it is that Canadians were acting somewhat differently than we had in the past with things like Own the Podium, which is the program.
Yeah, the Own the Podium kind of concept was to basically, you know, the Canadian team said, we're going to dominate this year. We're going to completely dominate. And did Canada really think they were going to literally own the podium in these games?
I think there were people who wanted to believe that. And certainly, you know, if you look at the people who should have medaled and came forth, had they done as they had been expected to do, we probably would be much closer to the United States than we are. On the podium, I mean, one of the problems in Canada is that we really haven't supported amateur athletes in a way that other nations have. We certainly don't put as much money into athletic programs as the United States does through both its college scholarship programs and as well as supporting athletes who are the elite athletes. We aren't anywhere near to countries like some of the former Soviet bloc countries. And so this was Canada's way of saying, you know what, we're not going to be embarrassed on Canadian soil. We would like to win.
Daphne Braman, a columnist with the Vancouver Sun. Thanks so much for your time, Daphne.
You're very welcome.